Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Victory Formation Sports Show, right here on 93.9 The Ville, bringing you all things Louisville and everything in between.
We've got a Louisville legend, the greatest player to ever play for the University of Louisville, Mr. Darrell Griffith Sr. Griff, how's it going, sir?
Good, man.
We got a special guest in the building today. He is Mr. Peyton Siva. Siva, how's it going, sir?
I'm good, man. Thank you guys for having me today.
We've got two very special guests with me right now. We've got Trenton Flowers and his father, Travis Flowers. How are you doing, gentlemen?
Good. I'm doing amazing.
Where the passion for sports meets the airwaves.
We've got a lot to discuss. Name me the five coaches in the ACC better than Jeff Brohm.
That is why you brought in KB. And so when you only win four games,
it's going to be interesting to see how all of this plays out.
Give the show a call at 502-8150-93.9. Now, here's your host, Jeff Lightsey Jr.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. Here we are once again on a glorious Saturday, April 13th. I don't know if this Saturday could be any better. First of all, welcome into the Victory Formation Sports Show. I'm your host, Jeff Lightsey Jr. 8150 939 is the call-in number. 8150 939 is the call-in number. 3831 939 is the text line, because we have a lot to discuss. There has been so much that has taken place since the last time I spoke to you all, whether it was on for this show or anybody else's show. It has been insane. First of all, I want to say happy birthday to my sister, Christian. It is her 30th birthday, April 13th, 94. So shout out to Christian. Happy birthday to my sister. Now that that is out of the way, man, you guys got your guy. UK fans, you ran Calipari all the way to Big Suey. And you guys have none other than the BYU coach, Mark Pope. After so much of a big boy coaching search, after so much of telling me how you guys can have your pick of the litter, how you guys can offer $100 million for basketball coaches, how you can have whoever you want. You wanted a Power 5 coach. You wanted a guy who had been a head coach before. This is a big boy program. We're going to show you how a big boy search goes. Yeah, how did that work? You ended up with the captain of the Untouchables, Mr. Mark Pope. You know, 0-2 in the tournament, 6 seed losing to an 11 seed in Duquesne, a team that hadn't made the tournament in 40 years, Mark Pope. Yeah, that's who you ended up with. That's who you ended up with. As cringy as you told me Pat Kelsey was, as lame and cornball as you told me he was, what the hell is Mark Pope? Scott Drew told you no. Danny Hurley told you no. Billy Donovan said, don't even talk to me till after the playoffs. And nonetheless, you walk away with Mark Pope. Everyone, I don't give a damn what you say, everyone is sick about Mark Pope. Everyone. You're all sick about it. Now, you can try to convince yourself or talk yourself into it or say that he is your version of Pat Kelsey, whatever. It doesn't matter, because he's not. He's not. Barnhart got his guy, the guy that I think he probably wanted to hire the entire time. See, here's the thing. You do what they call swing for the fences. We're going to swing for Danny Hurley. Make him tell us no. And Scott Drew is his guy. That's in the bag. He's turning down Louisville because he's going to come to Kentucky when John Calipari's done. Oh, here he goes, Calipari. He's done. He's in Fayetteville. And Scott Drew, his family took the flight to Lexington to get around, to look around, to see what's going on and say, nah, I'm okay. Nah, this ain't it. Nah, we're good in Waco. We'd rather stay in Waco. You can keep your horses, keep your horse farms, you can keep Keeneland, you can keep the bourbon, you can keep all of it. Well, we'd rather stay here. That is what took place. That is what happened. That's what happened in real life. Because at least Dusty May family didn't come to Louisville. At least Scott Drew family didn't check it out. His family came to Lexington, looked around, took the craft's jet, the craft carrier, looked around, showed them around how clean Cal's office is now, because it's cleaned out. You guys moved the furniture out of his damn office. It's like, y'all burned it. Y'all ain't sending nothing. Y'all burned everything, Cal, because you just knew you were going to get a national champion coach. Because when you run a Hall of Famer national champion, 41 first round picks, 50 draft picks out of town, you run them to Fayetteville, you gotta follow it up with a national champion, Billy Donovan. No. Danny Hurley. No. Scott Drew. Hell no. And you end up with Mark Pope, the BYU coach. The BYU coach. See here, this thing is multi-layered. There's multiple layers. I talked about this when the Mark Pope news started to leak out, right? This was before he actually was named the head coach. They didn't even say he was the lead candidate. They just said he was a candidate. Me, Phil Baker, Strebel. Oh, Strebel. We talked about it. We talked about it on Thursday when the Mark Pope stuff started to surface, before it actually became a thing, when it started to surface. Phil said Mitch Barnhart wants a guy he can control. He wants a guy that's going to be a Kentucky guy. Not a player's guy. Not an NBA guy. A Kentucky guy. A Kentucky. Like, I care about Big Blue Nation. I care about Lexington, Kentucky. Hell, when my tenure's over, I'm going to live in Lexington. That's the kind of guy Mitch Barnhart wanted. He wanted his version of Joby Hall. He wanted his version of whatever. He didn't want another Rick Pitino. He didn't want another John Calipari. You know, guys that are bigger than the program. Let's call it what it is. These dudes can pick up their show and take it elsewhere. Calipari picked up his show, took his ball, and went home to Fayetteville. Pitino took his ball and went to Louisville and recreated the same thing. National champion, press defense, three-point shots, all of that stuff. He redid it. And Mitch Barnhart didn't want that guy. It's evident. He didn't want a guy that could pick up his system, pick up his players, pick up the way he does things, and be able to take that somewhere else and recreate the same success. Cal did it at UMass. He did it at Memphis. And then he did it on the grandest of all grand stages at the University of Kentucky. And he became bigger than UK. John Calipari became bigger than UK, at least in his mind anyway. And so the lack of tournament success was supplemented in his mind by the NBA draft success, by the NBA contract success, by the second contracts and the third contracts. John Calipari, it's posted at his office in the UK facilities, probably not anymore, but it was posted there that he has over $3 billion, that's with a B, $1 billion worth of contracts. So to him, albeit I am not succeeding in March the way that I should, but every year you got a top 10 pick, you have a lottery pick, you've had 3 number one picks, we've had 41 first round picks. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's probably about to sign the richest deal in the history of the NBA when his time comes. Devin Booker's on a $200 million contract. Anthony Davis is a top 75 player all time. And all of these guys, and I could go on and on and on. I had 7 All-Stars this year. And all of them came through Kentucky, way more than Duke, way more than North Carolina, way more than Louisville. And so Cal felt like that supplemented for the lack of March success. But Mitch Barnhart and Big Blue Nation was like, to hell with your NBA draft picks. We don't even watch the NBA in Kentucky. We don't give a damn about the NBA. We care. I mean, it's cool that our guys are dominating the league. It's cool. But we only had them for 6 months. It wasn't like they dominated college for 3 years and then went on to dominate the league. No, they dominated college regular season for 6 months, lost early in March, most of them, and then went on to dominate the league. We care about college basketball, and you guys ran that show to Arkansas. And you thought, you just knew, James. We've got this Strebel sound about the big boy search. You knew. This is how arrogant and pompous you guys were when it came to coaching searches, even though everyone else kind of took the same route. Here is kind of a snippet of how you guys were.
My bad. You want Strebel when you found out?
No. Just talking about the search. So, yeah, when you hear the search, this is how arrogant you guys sounded when it came to
coaching.
You
got ready to see big boy coach search. This is big. This ain't piddly kitty time, fart around coach search. This ain't piddly fart around coach. This is real time big boy coach search. This ain't Pat Kelsey, Dusty May, Josh Schertz search. You get what I'm saying?
You know the difference between Pat Kelsey, Dusty May, and Josh Schertz? They're all better than Mark Pope. They're all better than Mark Pope.
Shout out Strebel. I know he's listening.
I know. They're all better than Mark Pope, Mr. Strebel. Professor Strebel. They're all of them. Yeah. You got a BYU, and you about to have a roster full of BYU bums. You want to talk about the bums? Them BYU bums averaging 6-11, shooting 38% from three. They might as well be mid-majors because they lost to a damn mid-major. Duquesne, when you're losing it to Duquesne out of Akron, Ohio, you're about to have a team. I saw a tweet. It said, Kentucky's roster next year is the dream of Adolph Rupp. Well, whenever Adolph Rupp died, and he said in the year 20 of our Lord, 2024, I better see a Texas Western Glory Road type of roster. I need to see my Pat Rileys and my whatever. And you're about to get them, buddy. You're about to get them. You know, they're coming. They are coming. You know, they are headed to Lexington. I seen about four BYU players, James, hit the portal.
Oh, I saw it too.
I saw him hit the portal. You taught him. You guys are mid-major you. You're getting all the mid-major. Well, what is it? You're BYU you. You UK BYU. You BYU South. And if you don't believe me, I don't give a damn what you say about Mark Pope now because it's irrelevant. This was your reaction. We're going to get there. Let's listen to Strebel's reaction. So the naming, this is not even Mark Pope being named the coach. This is just Mark Pope being introduced as a candidate. As a candidate, this is the reaction in real time on the Mark Pope being listed as the UK candidate.
Are you sitting down? Uh-oh. Yes, I can tell.
Uh-oh. Okay. Uh-oh. Oh,
I am, baby. We need some breaking news music.
Zach, hit the breaking news music.
Yeah, Steve Rubbich and others have texted the personal bat phone, if you will.
Okay.
Sources. BYU's Mark Pope is a candidate for the head coaching vacancy at Kentucky.
No.
Pope was a member of the 1996 national title team in Lexington.
Yes, he was. No. Phil, what did you
do? You want to see this? Do you want to see this?
Phil.
John Rothstein.
Ooh, that's a legit source. That's not BB and Billy. That's John Rothstein, baby. Now, Phil, what did you just say? Someone that Barnhart can control. Someone that will play by the UK rules. That is Mark Pope. I just said it. It's going that way, man. It's not a group of five school. It is a power five school, BYU. He's a good, clean guy, no baggage. I mean, he's a Mormon. You just read his religious background from Wikipedia. Come on, baby, it's happening, baby.
Streams, you good? You got Sweeney coming up in 20 minutes, baby.
Yes.
Not good.
Yes.
I'm so glad
they came from Rossi.
I can't do this. I can't do Mark Pope.
Yes, you can.
I cannot.
And you will.
I will not.
He's an alum. He's a champion. He is a Power 5 coach.
From the Patino coaching tree. Player tree, but you understand. He's the Patino.
I can't. I have to retweet this right now. And I'm going to.
Yes.
Hell no.
Well, it's so funny about that, too. Get ready to play some Mark Pope basketball. And here's the thing. Mark Pope is, Cal has been at Kentucky so long, and he was so damn cool, right? You could say, like, before pre-Cal, see, I'm old enough to remember pre-Cal, right? Like, some people are way before Cal, but Cal was like the majority of my lifetime.
I saw you look at me.
Yeah, and Cal's been the majority of my, when you've been in somewhere 15 years and I'm only 28, that's the majority of my lifetime. And so pre-Cal, what I remember is really the Tubby Smith days. I don't remember Rick Pitino. Tubby Smith is where my hatred of Kentucky started.
You remember Gillespie?
Yeah, he was after. Yeah, I definitely remember old Billy Clyde. Here's the thing. With Tubby, it's like I just hated Kentucky. I didn't think about them. They weren't that cool. The uniforms were ugly. They weren't that cool. They had Rondo. That was cool. Yeah, outside of that, I mean, Kentucky did nothing for me. And the only reason why the Rondo thing was cool, because he was a good player and because he was from Louisville. But Kentucky, Billy, I mean, Kentucky and Tubby, now you can say, oh, he won it in 98. Yeah, he won it with Patino's team. And then after Patino's guys were gone, he was just okay. Like, it wasn't terrible, but he's just okay. And I never thought about Kentucky. He didn't elevate the brand. He was who he was. But see, when Cal came through, he was different. Cal was different. Cal made Kentucky the coolest college basketball team in the country. Like, we still hated them, but now it's like, it's hate, not just because you're Kentucky, it's hate because now you have the largest, like, you might have already had the largest fan base in the country, but now those fans are no longer dormant. Now those fans are loud and proud and they're everywhere, like, everywhere. And then when you cut on an NBA game, everybody's roster got a UK dude. That's what Cal did. And then the first 6 years, he was winning like crazy. Four Final Fours, national championship, multiple championship appearances. Like, he made Kentucky, he elevated the Kentucky brand. He made it a cool thing in pop culture. Like, Kentucky was a height in pop culture before Cal, but it's only so much you can be when your greatest leader is Adolph Rupp. When you play at Rupp Arena, it's only so high in pop culture. You know what I'm saying. James knows what I'm saying. It's only so much that the cultural figures is going to big up UK when you play at Rupp Arena, right? If you ever seen the movie Glory Road, you know what I'm saying. You know, so in other words, it was only so cool UK could be until Cal came. See, because before Cal and Rick, see, Patino was one thing, but see, I wasn't born during the Rick days. Rick won 96, he was born in 97, I was born in 95. So that don't mean nothing to me. That means zero to me. And then I saw Cal go against Rick, and Cal made Rick look old. He did, and that was another thing, because I loved Rick. And Cal made Rick look old. Just the way people said Rick made Denny Crum look old, Cal made Rick look old. And I'm like, damn. I wish we could play like that. I wish we had a couple of them on our team. Man, damn it. I want a John Wall. I like DeMarcus Cousins. Anthony Davis. I like those guys. Why can't we get a couple of them? Rick, one and done's work, dude. Like, come on. Work with me here. And then Rick was gone. And we went through Mac and Pegues and Padgett and all these dudes. All these bums. Kenny Payne. All these bums. And they still had Cal. And he was still cool. And James was going to play the thing. And he was doing things like this. This is this from this summer. So you guys went from this to what you're doing now. Let's play it.
All right. We're at Drake. Relaxing. Really wish you were with us.
Really wish you were with us.
As I walk around. What is that? Is that a hotel? Oh, my gosh. And here comes Goofball. You would think these are a bunch of 18-year-olds. I ain't going in.
That's what you left that to die. You let that hanging out at Drake's house. He said, is that a hotel? No, that's Drake's house. You went from that to this, guys.
Do I have a hidden talent? Just in the hopes that Lin-Manuel, that you're watching.
I'm going to get a scholarship to King's College. I probably shouldn't brag, but dad got amazed and astonished. The problem is I got a lot of brains, but no polish. I got to holler just to be heard with every word. I drop knowledge. I'm a diamond in the rough. A shiny piece of coal. Everybody.
That's what you guys, y'all heard the Drake and the Migos and Travis Scott. No, y'all went from them rapping to you at your arena at Rupp to now maybe Mark Pope will hold a concert at Rupp Arena. To hell with Drake, is gone, guys. He's gone. He's not coming back. Travis Scott, all the cool things, OVO, all of that stuff. Cactus Jack, that's gone forever. You got Mark Pope. You had the coolest guy in college basketball left. Cal's the coolest dude. He's got the most swag. He's got the most personality. You guys went from that. James, we got the CATS. You guys went from the coolest guy to this. This is your coach.
Hello,
now.
Hello, University of Kentucky. Man, I wish I could be there with you guys tonight. It's impossible for me to describe how much I love this university, my teammates, and you fans. But I'm going to try.
C-A-T-S! Cats! Cats! Cats!
I love you guys.
You guys went from Cal to that! It's one thing to have that as your your head coach. And then somebody texted, like, what the hell was that? The before. That was Mark Pope rapping, guys. The first, I know he's got his shit, but then the best, right? Yeah. Not, I'm Rock Kentucky Blue.
I'm going to get a scholarship to King's College. I probably shouldn't brag, but Dad got amazing astonishment.
Just want them to know that was Mark Pope rapping.
Mark Pope. Y'all went from Rocking Kentucky Blue on them, like what Drake said, to that. I need a girl from Kentucky. To that. So Drake was saying in these platinum records, these multi-platinum hits, to that. So right, I didn't get scholarship. He's the best about shit.
I'm going to get a scholarship.
Cringe. See, and you couldn't see the video. So on the CATS, this man had the 96 uniform on. Hey, Big Blue Nation.
96 uniform underneath his wardrobe.
Underneath his suit. Underneath his suit.
And stripped.
Y'all said Kelsey was cringe.
I'm going to get a scholarship to King's College. I probably shouldn't brag, but Dad got amazed and astonished. The problem is I got a lot of brains, but no polish.
Oh, my God, man. Oh, my God. Y'all went from rocking Kentucky Blue, having Drake and all these guys courtside. So I'm going to get this guy to be busy valley. Like, and y'all trying, and I see it, guys. Y'all are really trying to buy this, but you don't believe it. You don't believe it's going to work. You know, you're trying to stick that toothpaste back in the tube. You're praying to sweet baby Jesus that you could go back 2 weeks. Can I go back 2 weeks, please? Can I get the click button? Adam Sandler, click and rewind 2 weeks ago. And please make Calipari feel way more comfortable. Please don't allow him to flirt with Arkansas. Please tell Mitch Barnhart, man, you better suck that ish up. If you're going to go get Mark Pope, you better suck it up and deal with it. All of that making Cal feel uncomfortable. Now you're going to get this guy shit to Queens Gang Battle. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm going to have too much fun with it. Y'all said Pat Kelsey was cringe because he said this is where God lives. Y'all said that. This is what was said to me. Y'all got a mid-major coach. You know, the same mid-major coach that's been to the tournament more times than your coach. The same mid-major coach that plays the same style as your coach, but a better version. The same mid-major coach that's actually dope in real life. You know what I mean? Kelsey's dope in real life. He's cool. He'd have a beer, a bourbon, hanging out with the boys. Mark Pope got to be in bed by 9 o'clock. Mark Pope's got an 8 p.m. bedtime. Oh, man. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about Coach Kelsey. We might have more fun with Mark Pope. And we got the spring football, the spring games next week. By the time I talk to you next week, we're going to have a spring game and preview some of that. You're listening to the Victor Formation Sports Show right here on 93.9 The Ville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
I'm balling out of control. I'm balling out of control.
I need acknowledgement. If I got it, then tell me I got it then. I'm balling out of control. Keep on receiving the scholarships. Mail coming to the house. Please watch your mouth. I'm the one without a doubt. Yeah. And I rock Kentucky Blue on these.
You're listening to the Victory Formation Sports Show right here on 93.9 The Ville. Give the show a call at 502-8150-93.9. Now, here's your host, Jeff Lightsey Jr.
He used to rock Kentucky Blue. It's over, guys. I hope you know it's over. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Ding dong. It's over. The era of Kentucky basketball has reigned terror over my life for the last 15 years, James.
Yes.
It's over. Because beside the fact that you are no longer the cool university, that's Duke. I mean, I'm sorry, it's Duke. I'm sorry, Drake's going to be, I rock Duke blue on you. It's over. Like, now Duke's the cool program. Cooper Flagg. They better have Cooper Flagg, too. Everybody's really going to love him. But it's over. You're no longer cool. It's going to be Duke and Arkansas. To say it. Like, it is. Because Drake and all them, they ain't showing up to Lexington without Cal. So it's over. It is over. 13-3 against Louisville. Over. Now, during the break, guys. So during the first segment when I was going in and crazy, you know, talking bad about Kentucky or whatever. I said they lost to Duquesne and Duquesne's out of Akron. That's wrong. Duquesne's coach is from Akron. Drew Joyce is from Akron. And our good GM over here, Mr. Kidd, sent me a letter. A well-documented letter. You're in the paper. He literally printed this off with color and all. He's this important. He's like, this is how it reads. It's got a subject, everything. Outstanding show today, fellas. Terrific talent. And I'm not going to read all the accolades about me. But thank you, Ken. I appreciate the kind words. He said, but you need to correct something before you sign off today. Duquesne University is in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, not Akron, Ohio. My alma mater, and I broadcast the Duke's games when I was in college. Star players from Norm Nixon, former Lakers star, but our win against BYU was our first tournament, NCAA tournament in 55 years. 55 years. That's who you guys lost to, Mr. the Fighting Mark Popes, Kentucky. You guys lost to Duquesne, 11 seed, who hadn't made the tournament in 55 years, by the way. Y'all called our coach cringe, man. I can't get over the fact that y'all said, oh, I remember Jason Entz, Max Godby, Strebel, all you guys tweeting during the Kelsey presser. When he was saying that's where God lives, he was telling you the energy, he was using real basketball talk. All you guys were like, oh, this is so cringe. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. U of L hired a Mighty Mike to run the coach, a cheerleading captain. Oh, my God. You guys are da-da-da. You guys are going to get all the mid-major players. Only people visiting are mid-major you. You guys are mid. Now you guys are the fighting Mark Popes. Fighting.
This ain't Pat Kelsey, Dusty May, Josh Search.
Yeah, it's the Mark Pope search. It's the Mark Pope search. The worst than Pat Kelsey, Dusty May, and Josh Search. Pat Kelsey's been to the tournament four times. Dusty May's been to a Final Four. And Josh Search, a lot of people feel like, is a rising star in college basketball. But you guys got Mark Pope. And here's the thing about Mark Pope, James. There was a lot of jobs open this coaching ground. There's Louisville, there was Michigan, there was Ohio State, there was DePaul. There was a lot
Arkansas.
Arkansas, USC, SMU, a lot of jobs that are better than BYU. A lot. Nobody, I mean nobody, had Mark Pope on their search except, oh, Mitch Barnhart, baby. Mitch Barnhart. He's the only one. A lot of jobs opened. You guys keep saying, what is it? And the way you're trying to convince yourself that he's going to work, he's not. Let's just be honest. He's not going to work. Like, and even if he works, he's not going to work like Cal. That's the thing. Like, it's not just if it's going to work. Is it going to be better than Cal? Because when you when you show somebody the door, or you make them feel uncomfortable for the next season, or you tell them what especially a Hall of Famer, you better get it right. You better be bringing in the next Hall of Famer. Mark Pope's not that.
Right.
He's not that.
I asked Streetboy yesterday, who would you rather have, Cal or Pope? Because you know we'd rather have PK.
Absolutely. Without question, I'd rather have Kelsey over Kenny Payne. Okay, your turn. Would you rather have Cal or Mark Pope?
Yeah, I think I almost killed him. He couldn't even talk. He choked up.
Come on, man. Because when you show Cal, that's the thing. We show Kenny the door, the boot. We slammed that mug in his face. We did everything. We kicked him out the door. All that. Get your out of here. But you guys made Cal feel uncomfortable. Or Mark Pope? Come on, man. This is crazy.
No.
This is
no. No. No.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. 8150-939 is the calling number. 8150-939 is the calling number. 3831-939 is the text line. Let me read some of your texts because I have been neglecting them. It's like, dang, we're looking at a ton of guards this weekend. We're going to talk about the weekend, the recruiting weekend that Coach Kelsey has going on right now. Bunch of guards on campus. Texter, you have proven that I am an older white dude because I thought his rap was somebody famous and not Mark Pope. There's no way you thought that was somebody famous. Maybe
I'm gonna get a scholarship to King's College.
What is he talking about? Like, what is the rap? Like, most of the time, like, I'm a rap aficionado. I love hip hop. I love rap. I have no, that wasn't a reference. That was an original piece. I've never heard that. Or if it was, it was terrible. And they get a scholarship to King's College. What? Mark, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? You were a hooper. Talk about some basketball. And they get a scholarship to King's College. You went to Kentucky. What the hell is King's College? What is he even talking about? I can decipher mumble rap. My mom hates rap, right? And she'd be like the mumble rap future and all that. She'd be like, eh, they saying. I'm like, well, they saying this, you know, blah, 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 you know. I mean, it's stuff that it, folks born in the 70s, they might not recognize, but I get it. But as they get this kind of shit to King, I don't know what you're talking about, sir. I just don't. I don't. Texter, hey, don't underestimate the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Hey, man. Man, I just can't get over the fact that y'all said Kelsey was cringe. Y'all said we had a Tiny Mike coach. He is a small man. He's dope, though. Kelsey's cool. Kelsey have a drink with you. He'd party. He'd go crazy. He's going to get the most out of his players. He's not getting this guy shit to King's College. Da, da, da. Like, all of that's over. Texter, how long before James uses the Pope rap for the bumper music? Not on this show. It'll never happen on that. I'm going to just tell you right now, it'll never happen on this show. Let me read. I'm reading some more you guys are sending. All you guys are sending in, all the portal guys from BYU. Oh, Jeff, he's rapping Hamilton. Texter, it's Hamilton. Jeff, he's rapping Hamilton. Okay, I've never seen Hamilton. Knew nothing about that.
Yeah, Phil the Fabulous one letting me know on the bat phone, if you will. It's the Pope rap. It's from Hamilton, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there we go.
Thank you. Oh,
explains a lot.
I need Nick's liner, the more you know.
Yeah, it's like, explains a lot. They have no, me and James over just laughing at it. Because
I'm
going
to get a scholarship to King's College.
He does need to be doing it.
Like, what? Like, what? Oh, man. Texter, Pope shouted out of the producer to play Hamilton. The line you guys are mocking is from Hamilton. Yeah, well, I've never seen Hamilton. It's nothing to do with me.
Where is this from?
A-G-S! Cats! Cats! Cats!
Actually, you guys went from Da Vinci suits, Giorgio Armani suits, the slick hair, the NBA players roaming the sidelines. To that.
And I'm not going to lie. This is what's cringe.
Love you guys. Love you guys.
L's down is over. That's over. Right. He's like, oh, horns down? We don't do that. L's down is over, guys. It's over. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I've had too much fun with Mark Pope. Pause. But, because we've got stuff. We got big boy news happening over here. While y'all over here getting all the BYU guys... And every dude that without a hint of melanin ever in their life that maybe had just a bunch of sunburn. Are you guys getting the BYU roster over to Lexington? We got real stuff happening over here with Louisville. So let's get to it. So first of all, Pat Kelsey signed up for this job thinking he was going to have to go against John Calipari. And now he gets Mark Pope. I promise you his day got a lot better yesterday. The day Cal walked out the door and the day Mark Pope walked into the door, I'm sure Pat Kelsey turned about 5 backflips between those times. But anyway, because he's got a big weekend going on right now. And there's a bunch of stuff floating out there. You know, obviously you guys have been donating to the 502 Circle. They had the $1 million match, Rick Kieber, the Glow brand. And I think they're like 90% through. Last time I checked a couple days ago, they were 80%. So you guys have raised $800,000. Rick Kieber's put up the $1 million. So it's up to like $1.8 million. And so that's awesome. And now I think it's even further than that. And with that, along with his relentless work ethic, Pat Kelsey has, since last time we spoke, he's named 3 of his assistants and his strength and conditioning coach. He's currently has 3 guys on campus, including one I think that could pop very, very soon in Dante Maddox. He's visited Maddox's family in Chicago. He visited Maddox in Toledo. And it was ironic. Because Maddox was actually on a live, Instagram live, the day Mark Pope was hired. So Thursday night, maybe Friday night, one of the two. Or just it had to be Thursday night. And he was on there with Antonio Reeves, Big Z, and someone else, Adutiero. Three UK guys. I don't know how what the connection is. I don't know, but he was on there with them. And they were, you know, they were asking. Obviously, Reeves is out of eligibility. Z avoided the question, and Adutiero's in the portal for you Kentucky fans. And they asked him, and he's like, shoot, I might be up the street. And if you know what up the street from Lexington is, about 60 miles, it's over here at our, you know, 60 miles north. He's come hollering at us. It was at Dante Maddox's second team all Mac, 17 a game, 40% from three, 6'1 point guard. Hey, he might be up the street. He might have to go against the scholarship from Queens College. You know what I'm saying? He might have to be, you know, he's going to be leading the charge against that. So you got Dante Maddox. Then it came out, the 7-foot center, Balo, from Arizona, averaged 12 points, 10 rebounds. He's setting up visits. His first visit is to Indiana. His second visit next weekend, I think, is to Louisville. He's got two other visits after that, but he's taking a visit to Louisville. Balo, I think he's the number one player in the transfer portal, number one, number two, depending on what site you use. So there's that. We had a young guard from Washington that has entered the portal, and he's got a visit set for Louisville for next week. There's crystal ball predictions, allegedly rumored. 6'5 guard out of Alabama with the connection to Word of God, interested in Louisville. There's also the Freddie Dione, 6'5 guard out of Tennessee with alleged crystal balls to Louisville via 247. So it's picking up over here. First, the excuse was Kelsey's only going to get mid-majors. But now when you have a kid from Washington, a kid from Tennessee, a kid from Arizona, you know, all either interested or scheduled visits. So that kills the mid-major. All these guys can shoot, or they have a very high skill set. Obviously, Kelsey wants to put up a lot of threes. Obviously, Kelsey has a system and a style that he wants to play. And then, of course, everybody has NIL. Like, here's the thing about, like, oh, Mark Pope, we're just going to load him with NIL. Yeah, okay, sure, cool. Like, yeah, that happens. Also, you know, you also have to play for the guy. You also have to listen and learn and be led by that guy. The guy that's getting a scholarship to Queens College. You know, that guy. You can do that. Go to Kentucky, play for that guy, get a scholarship, whatever. Or you can come here, play for Kelsey, who's fiery, who's animated, who's turnt, who's lit, who's, you know what I'm saying? Who's ignorant, who puts on Quincy Riley jersey and can catch punts behind his back. Yeah, that's what we rocking with. Y'all rocking with a guy that's leading the Cats chant. C-A-T-S, the Cats.
Ripping out of a suit.
Yeah, yeah. While he's the head coach of BYU, by the way, too. He was the head coach of BYU. Now you see the BYU stuff is all in the background. He's the head coach of BYU. I don't know what the celebration was or whatever. That's your coach. Our coach can catch a punt, you know, behind his back. Our coach is turnt. Yeah, he might be a tiny mite, but Short Kings is winners too.
Yeah, my phone's blowing up while you're biased to why you like his heights.
Hey, it's all right. It's cool. You know what I mean? It's cool. Short Kings, we winning out here, clearly. And y'all paid Mark Pope $5.5 million. That was also very crazy to me. Dusty May got $4.5 million from Michigan. It's like he played Mark Pope. They made him the sixth highest paid coach in college basketball.
But you know that's not shocking. Barnhart's got Stoops as, what, the third highest coach?
I mean, what? What? But anyway, back to our recruiting weekend, because we got a lot of stuff going on. Got big time visits. And it's cool to see that Pope. Ugh, it got me messed up. Ooh, no. I might have to wash my tongue out with soap. That Kelsey and Brom are besties. Kelsey and Brom are like literally besties. Jeff Brom came out this week and said, hey, if Coach Kelsey needs some help on the recruiting trail, by golly, oh, Molly, I got you, buddy. I got you. Brady's got you. We know Coach Brady Brom likes to dip his hand in the recruiting. Not dip his hand. He runs the recruiting. And we can help you on the basketball side of things. You know what I mean? You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. I love it. Our coaches get along. Our AD gets along with both of them. Our AD made both hires. Now, granted, he has to win. Let's not get it twisted. He hasn't dribbled a basketball. He hasn't played a game. But his track record gives me optimism. He's been a head coach 12 years. He's had 11 winning seasons. He's been a coach 12 years. He's made the tournament multiple times. It gives me optimism that this is going to work. It gives me optimism. It makes me feel good that this is going to work. Let me read some of your text. Texter, any word on Curtis Williams and Caleb Glenn? I'm going to be honest with you, Texas, and I've been saying this all week. The longer this goes without any of those guys coming back, the least likely they're coming back. Kelsey's been on the job multiple weeks now. Kelsey has had multiple commits now. If they have Kelsey met with the team, they haven't committed and decided to come back by now, probably not coming back. It's unfortunate. It sucks. It's not, I mean, it just is what it is, the nature of the beast. Texter, do you have the audio of Strebel calling Kelsey a cheerleader? How ironic. Texter, you should cut up that clip and play it over the video with Pope doing the cheer.
Yeah, thank you. I will get that. That Strebel sound is buried, but I haven't.
Yeah, James is on it. Yeah, because you literally called Kelsey a cheerleader when your coach is literally leading the cats chant. He's leading the cats. And he's doing it, too. Like, you guys can't see the visual, obviously, because we're over radio. But he's literally, he's got his 96 jersey on. It looked like it is what it is. It doesn't look good. I told you the uniforms used to be real ugly. Like, so the jersey's real ugly. And he's leading the cats chant. See? And he's doing the motions and everything. He's literally the captain of the cheerleading team. He's the captain of the Untouchables. He's the captain. And here's another thing, too. This is another thing about, because the Mark Pope thing is just the gift that keeps on giving. Folks, like, they're getting so excited, right? Oh, the Crafts are back in, and there's two donors that are giving $4 million, and Rick Pitino has come out and said he's going to help Mark Pope with all his NIL. Well, you know what? You better give it to him. He's going to need all of it. He's going to need all of it to even have a pinch of any of the recruiting success that Calipari had. He's going to need all of it. Literally all of it. He's going to need $50 million. He couldn't have $50 million, he wouldn't get a John Wall. He could have $50 million in NIL, he wouldn't get a John Wall, a Derrick Rose, a Tyreek Evans, Anthony Davis. Mark, them guys wasn't going to play for Mark Pope. Ever. Them guys see Mark Pope come in their living room, and like, I holler at the man, the cleaning supplies in the back, you know what I'm saying? Like, you look like you coming to fix a light bulb in here. You know what I mean? It's about 7 feet. Kind of like you look like the handyman. They would never play for Mark Pope. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap this show up, talk about some of the spring football that's happening. You're listening to the Victor Formation Sports Show right here on 93.9 The Ville.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. Get a scholarship to King's College. I probably shouldn't brag, but dag, I'm amazed and astonished. The problem is I got a lot of brains but no polish. I gotta holler just to be heard with every word I drop knowledge. I'm a diamond in the...
You're listening to the Victory Formation Sports Show right here on 93.9 The Ville. Give the show a call at 502-8150-93.9. Now, here's your host, Jeff Lightsey Jr.
Let the rock, James. What are you? This is what Mark Pope was rapping, guys. Because someone texted in. Texter was like, hey, Jeff, you know, I get Mark Pope's dorky. Yeah, dorky is an understatement, guys. Dorky is an understatement. Like, but Hamilton's full of hip-hop. It's a hip-hop musical, all of that. And I've always heard of Hamilton. I remember when they came to Louisville a couple times. I mean, those tickets were outrageous. There was no way I was ever going to see it. But, you know, I mean, I see what he's trying to go for.
My phone is blowing up.
I see what he's trying to do. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I get it. I get it. Texter, the University of Kentucky sunscreen budget just went up. my goodness. Oh, man. This is too much fun, man. Mark Pope is now the new head coach. Not John Calipari. Not Rick Pitino. Not Scott Drew. Not Dan Hurley. Not Billy Donovan. Mark, not Pope. I should have clarified. Texter. Insert Strebel to his show. With the Pope rap. Oh, yeah. I'm sure James has got the Pope rap.
Thank you, Texter.
Yeah, ready to go.
Your t-shirt.
Yeah. The Pope rap. That just sounds funny. Oh, my goodness. This has been too much fun, man, to poke fun at Mark Pope. But we do have spring football. Before the football talk, I did see, and James, and I don't know if you saw this, Trenton Flowers working out. He's getting ready for the draft.
Right, I did see that.
And he's got none other than Nolan Smith working him out. Hey, so shout out to him, man. Good to, buddy. Yeah, so everybody that wanted Nolan, no, he's got a new job, guys. He's working out Trenton Flowers. He's a basketball trainer now, at least for Trenton Flowers. So shout out to the Smith family, Nolan. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying? That was never happening here. So glad that's happening. Spring football. By the time I talk to you guys next time here on this show, we will have played a spring football game. It is next Friday before Thunder, the Thunder of Louisville on Saturday, next the 20th, the spring football, Friday to the 19th. I want to see Tyler Shuck. I want to see Tyler Shuck. It's a bunch of good things coming out of spring practice. I haven't been to a spring practice. I was not able to make it to any of the spring practices, so that's over. But I want to see Tyler Shuck. I want to see what he looks like. I want to see. He's a big kid, man. I have seen him in person. He's a large man. He's a large man. Pause. You know what I'm saying? But I want to see what he looks like. I want to see what receivers stand out. It's hard to really see running backs at their full potential during spring ball because they're not, you know what I mean? Like, everybody's trying to stay healthy. And with a guy like Penny Boone, you really won't be able to see him in full capacity at a spring game. But wide receivers versus DBs are always fun to watch during spring ball. How the quarterback's arm looks as far as ball placement, timing, rhythm, those things you can see a little bit during spring ball. So I want to see what wide receivers stand out. I want to see what defensive backs stand out. Aaron Williams out of California. He's a redshirt freshman this year. He has gotten a lot of rave reviews, Aaron Williams. I want to see who's QB2. Is it Pierce Clarkson? Is it Brady Allen? Is it Harrison Bailey? Who is QB2 for Jeff Brohm and his football team? Let me read your text. Texter, does anyone know the closest place to get to Arkansas apparel? The closest hoodie I could find was at Dixon Lexington, ironically. Ironically, yeah, baby. Yeah, I mean, because everybody's a lot of woo pig suey's going on around here. A lot of, because the cow is in Arkansas, guys. I don't know how, like, the rivalry is now back. Let's just be honest. It wasn't a rivalry with Calipari. When someone beats you 13 out of 16 times, it's not a rivalry. A rivalry is if y'all played 20 times, one person wins 10, another person wins 10. One person wins 12, the other person wins 8. That's a rivalry. If you played 16 times, one person wins 8, the other person wins 8. It's 9 and 7. Hell, maybe even 10 and 6. 13 and 3 is not a rivalry. It's not. That's a dominant performance. Especially over multiple coaches. Is Rick Pitino. That's him spanking Rick Pitino. Oh, Chris Mack. You talk too much? Kenny Payne. I'ma just rub you. I'ma just rub you because, you know, you my buddy. I'ma spank you, but then I'ma, you know what I mean? I'ma soothe you up because I'ma rub because we're all buddies. We're smiling after the game. That's gone. It's never coming back. Thank you, God. It's never coming back. But back to spring football. So yeah, I want to see I want to see some top plays, some good plays by the defensive backs. I want to see the wide receivers and defensive backs kind of go at it. Can't really see a pass rush. But Quincy Riley, Aaron Williams, Corey Thornton, those guys in the back end. That's a ton of safeties. MJ Griffin, knock on wood, let's stay healthy. I want to see what he's looking like in open field, how he's moving. Those type of things. There's only so much you can take away from spring ball, but I want to see guys flying around. And the portal opens back up on April 16th. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you guys, be prepared to lose a couple of more guys. Because I know for a fact, this is not hearsay, this is not speculation. I know U of L, there's some things in the portal they still need. And there's some guys that are going to hit the portal. I mean, there's some guys that may have just got here that may hit the portal. Again. But there's going to be some transition in there to continue to improve this roster. I have faith in all Jeff Brohm, everything he's doing, and the fact that him and Pat Kelsey are besties. They're both going to be Dipsy Dude Dunkaroo in the portal on April 16th. Guys will be signing to Kelsey, committing and signing, and guys will be entering their name for Coach Brohm. And that's just how it is. That's the nature of the beast. That's how college athletics works nowadays. But with our good friends, Mr. Rick Kieber, the 502 Circle, and our good coaches, the good leadership, and the well-organized, the way they're making things happen, I have no concern. That is all we have for today, because when you hear the sweet sounds of Larry June, that means this show is wrapping on up. Thank you, thank you, thank you guys for listening to the Victory Formation Sports Show with myself, Jeff Lightsey Jr., and James Black every single Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. We appreciate you, and we will see you guys next time. Peace.